I think you are pointing to something important. I'm going to give you a rather a personal academic view on it rather than a position of the competition authority, because on that aspect, for instance, I don't think we have said anything particular in our brochure on how that should be best managed, the position of the compliance officer, if you want to call them that, either as an integral part of the organization or more as an outside policeman for the company, who would be, let's say, not under the influence of the management, which actually this person is meant to control. I think there are two schools of thought on this. One is indeed that the outside independent operation of such a person means that they can allow themselves to scrutinize the company's behavior to the maximum extent possible, without having the risk of, let's say, being influenced in that path by management. So a devil's advocate role that is relatively independent and therefore, for that reason, more efficient in the company. The other school of thought is, no, if you really want to influence the company's behavior and you want the people to explain to you and to be a partner, let's say, in discussion with the business units in a company, you need to be a part of that company, so you are a credible, internal, non-threatening entity who filters the behavior or the risks of a company, and for that reason is more effective in bringing up the issues and remedying them before they become a problem. Now, I think there's one common feature to these two schools of thought is access to the highest management. So either whether you operate from outside and you get the task of looking towards the inside and trying to see where you find something smelly, or you do it from within, what appears to be a necessity, and this again has to do with the culture in the company and the attention of the highest management to compliance, that you have access to the boardroom to bring these issues forward and that they get remedied in a quick and efficient way. Which brings me to one aspect that I'd just like to raise. So even though we may be doing, well, we do something positive for compliance, for instance, by this brochure, but people often say, well, you only do the negative because you deter, you impose fines on companies, and that should lead to compliance, which is a negative signal to give. But there's a little bit more to it than that. First of all, we think compliance helps in the sense that, or those deterrent signals, if companies do not get into trouble, if one company doesn't get into trouble, it means that a cartel cannot form itself generally. But another aspect of our policy is to fine parent companies. Now, the parent companies are fined because they are the ones who can ensure towards the future that compliance is rolled out inside the entire group, rather than it's something that remains limited to a small part of the company. And it's that management which therefore ensures that this compliance is most effective, and hence also the necessity, in my view, of a compliance officer having access to that highest management, because also for them, they are the ones responsible for the funding, the resources, etc., that are put on compliance. So there's no clear, let's say, rule that we could say golden rule, make it an outside person or function or keep it as an inside function, but it comes together in ensuring that the highest management remains involved in compliance efforts.